couldn't say.
That's an old record.
Oh. That, what? is that what it would be like if you were a radio DJ?
Yeah.
That's an old record. Want to hear another one?
Here we go. Hey, everybody. It's Fire Spy Podcast.
I'm Brian, and that's Bill.
For the first half of 2010.
Now is the time of the show where we say hello to each other.
Hi, Brian.
Hello to each other.
Who cares?
Don't you see? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
All along.
Phew. Phew.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm? What?
What do you?
Yeah, episode 240.
Really?
What that means?
No, it's not. It's 241.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck! You're right. We missed it.
I'll dub this over.
We're supposed to get opposite of high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Half. We're supposed to get half baked. No, that's not half.
All right. What do you
okay.
Got?
Start over. Hey, fire. Everybody.
Fire.
You glow.
Yep. Yeah, this is it. This is the show.
What'd you think of that One Hot Minute Chili Peppers record? Did you listen to that one? Did you like that one?
So I remember the cover of it.
Yeah.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
I don't know what songs are on that one.
I don't know. Aeroplane, I guess.
Really?
That was the single, I believe, from it. In One Hot Minute. Can we get it? I'm going to get it.
Train.
It's Wikipedia's featured article of the day, which I thought was kind of funny.
I've never really cared much for those fellows.
Really?
Their music, I love, though.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of it.
I bet that is Tom McHenry's brother's favorite Chili Peppers record.
If this is... Okay, why?
Because it's got Dave Navarro on guitar. Just,
and?
It's unusual.
His
it's
brother just, really likes Dave Navarro?
No.
What? I don't know where this is going. What? I don't understand.
That's a private joke. It's a private family joke.
How dare you. Yeah. Between you and Tom McHenry's brother?
Yeah.
Tom, you're not going to understand this. Please relay this to your brother.
No, I guess he just really likes Van Halen with Sammy Hagar.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, that's loud. What's wrong with that?
That's loud?
That's allowed. It's pretty loud.
I liked that record, though. It's good. What year was that? 1995? Oh, yeah. Remember 1995?
Not really.
No? What were you doing?
Not really at all.
What were you doing?
1995? I guess I was in grade 11-ish. Grade 12? I don't know. Depends on what part of the year.
Let's say September.
September 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Another summer. Yeah, I was in grade 12. Grade 12 of high school in Canada. 15 years old.
Man, did you touch a butt?
Sure.
Okay.
Probably did that every year.
Yeah. Still gay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Remember,
remember
when we used to have bad shows?
No.
Remember, like, we used to, like, do a show and be like, ah, oh, it's bad. Let's do it over. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to those guys?
What guys? You guys who gave a shit enough to start over? I was just going to ask Twitter for input here.
Oh, I don't think they're going to help today.
Okay. Fuck it then.
It's a big, big Blagojevich day. That's all they care about.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. They're back to that.
Back to that.
It's like, Tamagotchis are back all of a sudden.
Tamagotchi McHenry?
Yeah. Here we go.
What?
Here we go. Blow the lid off this, Brian. Come on now.
All right. Well, first of all, we have unfinished business, me and you, and audience.
All right.
Last show, or last show.
Diddle a butt.
I don't know. I remember when I was like, hey, man, sometimes we forget what we're saying, and then it's too late to go back.
Yes.
One thing I did remember is you asked me about, and I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, but you asked me about the sweet onion sauce from Subway, and I thought there was a story about that.
Yeah, have you tried it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Really, that was all there was.
Man, good thing I always interrupt you.
I saw something. I didn't know anything was in the red cup, but then I noticed something was in the red cup.
And what was it?
Juice.
And did you drink it?
A little bit.
Excellent. You ever try that? You ever try that sweet onion sauce?
Red party cup?
No, it's they're like rigid plastic cups. They're little kid sized ones.
So we have to recap. How was your Christmas?
Sweet onion sauce. I'd never tried it. Spencer wanted it on a sandwich, and then I tried it, and then I said, "Oh,
do you like onions?"
Yeah.
You like onions?
Yeah. Huh. But sweet onion sauce does not taste like onions. It tastes like sweet onions. Yeah. It tastes like syrup.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Christmas wrap-up. Do it.
Yeah, we didn't ever wrap up for Christmases.
Okay, well, let's talk about it.
Should we? It's too late now. People are already taking down their Christmas trees. Once that's down, I mean...
Mine's naked. I'm just waiting for the thaw so I can open my garage to put my Christmas tree in it.
I see. Yeah, I guess that's a different kind of consideration you have to have for when shit happens, is when the weather is...
Allowances of it.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah. So when do you normally take your Christmas tree down?
January. Sometime in January.
You're not real stringent about...
You know. No, I'm not. I would... you know me, man. I'd just leave it
there. There would be no Christmas.
Dude, I'd throw up another tree in December and be like, man, there's a lot of trees in here, whatever.
Yeah, you should hang one from the ceiling.
Yeah. I'd be into that.
Yeah.
I've seen that before, right? Because there's more room for presents, man.
Yep. Lady I work with telling me that she would always take her Christmas tree down like the day after Christmas because it's over, let's get rid of it.
No.
And her kids, because in Canada we have Boxing Day the day after.
Right.
Boxing. And the kids for the longest time, I guess, thought Boxing Day meant was the day that you boxed up all your Christmas stuff and put it away.
Yeah.
And,
that would
and
make
I
sense.
Guess, yeah, and I guess it was a long time before they figured out that was not everybody's tradition and a lot of people leave the shit up for a long time. I think Christmas, there's a lot of leeway for that, but not Halloween, huh? You can't really keep your Halloween stuff up too long.
No, I guess not.
What about Easter decorations? You got any Easter decoration plans?
No. The Easter bunny comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Decorates your house with eggs?
Yeah, pretty much. But in not a real obvious way, you know?
You ever do real eggs?
What do you mean?
You know, like decorate real eggs.
Yeah. That's what we do. We usually take, we get 2 dozen eggs and dye them the night before Easter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then put them in the fridge with the note for the Easter Bunny, and then the Easter Bunny comes and hides them.
It's an omelet? Oh.
Yeah. And then we find them. And then that's it.
You should do an ostrich egg.
Eat candy and read comics.
You can't read comics?
No, eat candy and read comics. That's what you do. You eat candy and you read comics.
Oh.
I remember one time the Easter Bunny brought me Micronauts number one. That's pretty good.
Let's see.
Yeah. That's good. The Easter Bunny always used to bring comics. when I was growing up.
Oh, huh. That's good.
Yeah, it was nice.
I like that.
One year we got long boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, like, you know, it was a couple comics in, but it was like, hey, new long boxes, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then your old comics were just thrown in the trash?
Yes. Time to start over.
You read any comics lately?
No, but I got a hankering yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
what
so
was
that,
what was the last comic you collected?
The last comic I collected?
Yeah.
Like,
That kept up with?
Whoa! Oh!
Okay.
No, I don't know. Savage Dragon, maybe?
Well, really. But you've been stealing them for years, right?
No, I went through a couple steely phases, but... No. I don't know. I used to go in and get the Savage Dragon all the time. What was that? The first Batman Long Halloween. How many years ago was that? Was that 98? I got that.
Long Haul?
Long Halloween. Batman Long Halloween.
Oh, I don't know.
Tim Sale and Bunny Rabbit Guy, whatever. I forget. Yeah. No, I don't, Fuck, I can't think of the last comic I bought. How do you like that?
I have no opinion on the matter.
Yeah.
Great.
Sounds good. Well, for a long time I was checking out comics at the library. I was getting the trade paperbacks and stuff at the library. That was pretty fun.
Oh, I read that, Invincible Iron Man trade that Steve lent me.
Yeah.
Matt Fraction, Salvador La Roca, his name? Amon Roca, something.
Right, from Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, that's the one. And, it was kind of good, but I don't know. I think I mentioned this before when I first forwarded it and hadn't really read it, was the art is really, really photo reference-y.
Yep.
And a lot of, like, real soupy Photoshop coloring, you know?
Yeah.
Everything kind of looks glazed and swirly. I don't know. It gets okay. It's kind of distracting. I think comics are not meant to be too realistic, you know?
Uncanny Valley. Say it.
That's the one. I never remember the phrase.
That's what it is. Like Shrek.
Yeah.
Like Polar Express.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just weird because it just... When stuff is drawn from photo reference, it always looks staged and posed, like too overposed, you know? And I know superhero comics are kind of all about posing and stuff, but there's a lot of, like, I don't know. It's just clear that they've drawn it off of somebody's real face, facial expressions and stuff. And, like, it's good because you can tell what facial expressions they're supposed to be making, but I don't know. It just feels like they're trying to make it too much like a movie or something.
Yeah, comics are all about abstraction and such.
Yeah.
Man. Come on, Dicks. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But overall, it was, the story was... It's pretty neat, I guess. It was Obadiah Stane's son coming back for revenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that kind of thing. But,
You know what? I'll tell you why I don't like comics anymore. I don't like comics anymore.
Sure. Not enough new stuff. Too much old stuff.
Yeah, and even though... Yes. Yeah,
well, there's a lot of, like... You know, you got like a long-running franchise, and you got to keep that up, and you got to be aware of what's done before, and you can't repeat yourself, right?
Right.
But then, if you go too outside of the box with it, people aren't like won't be on board. You'll lose them. So you have to do something familiar yet slightly new, but careful not to.
It's like with a new thing. There's not even enough of it to like. Like, you go by, like, a number one of anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
and you're going to drop, you know, $4-5 something, mm-hmm. and you're going to get, you know, some pages, and it's like, set up, that way, you know, you can't really judge. I don't know. Then you look at all the old stuff, it's like, forget everything you knew about whatever, because now...
Right.
It's like, well, that's what I liked about whatever.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
I think I have enough comics. I think that's just what it is.
Do you think that all the best comics have already been made?
No.
Good.
No, far from it. But, I don't know. It's like my wife doesn't really get into new music, you know? Like, she's got the music she likes, and then she's like, that's the music I like.
I feel that way sometimes.
And it's like, well, that's enough. She's got enough music to, like, fill her day. It doesn't, you know? I don't know. I don't. I got fucking 8 or 9 long boxes downstairs. Like, that's enough.
Yeah. But it's weird that, like, stuff like they try to some once in a while kill off characters, right?
Ugh, barf.
And they think that's like, oh, people are. This is gonna. Like, no one wants that. No one cares. And then it doesn't last anyway.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what the answer is, but there's so much old shit that they have that they just sort of keep recycling, and then they keep adding new shit, and then they're like, here's your fucking hero for the new millennium, and he's teaming up with Spider-Man. And like, how old is Spider-Man supposed to be?
22. 19.
Yeah. Is he still in college? What's going on?
I don't know. You know, I read that. I'm Mephisto, and if you want me to save your old decrepit aunt, then you have to erase the existence of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, what? And then they were like, that thing happened. And then and I was like, oh, I don't know. Yep. That's what happened.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I said, I'm too old to understand this.
And, like, I think now writers are a little better with, like, it never used to be about good dialogue. It was always just sort of progressing the story and more about plot than dialogue, I would say.
When are you saying?
Back in the day.
What day?
Back before the 90s. I don't know. Do you think, but, like, I think it's... What am I trying to say?
They should redraw all of West Coast Avengers?
Yes, please. Let me do it.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's more sort of... I know maybe you're not reading comics now, but do you think there's more, like, sort of pop culture reference in them and more, like...
Totally.
Hip jokes and stuff, you know? Which seems kind of tacky sometimes.
Instantly dated.
Yeah. That's kind of a weird, like,
not enough pouches on modern costumes. Where is everyone carrying stuff in?
What if there should have been a Cable issue that came with a pouch, like, built into the front cover?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You put your gum in there. Something, I don't know. Or better yet, a pouch that you put the comic into.
Yes.
Free collectors carrying belt pouch. Sweet comments.
What, babe? His name should have been Pockets.
Buckets?
Pockets.
The Pockets. Yeah.
What, sweetheart? Any SpongeBob? You watched SpongeBob for 7.5 hours today. Yeah, I'll see if some's on. Never get enough of that. Sponge.
I got something to say about that in a minute.
Go ahead, say it.
What? Are you, are you predisposed?
No. Predisposed.
Indisposed?
No. Well, I'm fine. I'm right here.
Okay. What was I gonna say?
Oh, so is
oh,
it?
God damn.
Was it what?
You throw this show away now.
Yeah, no, we're committed to it.
God damn you. I guess comics, you know, like superhero comics.
You mean comics?
Yeah, no, just superhero comic. No, but they're all, like, supposed to be pretty serious and, like, oh, world's in danger and there's a hero and there's this and that and fucking always world of peril and, you know. And then when they try to inject humor and contemporary shit into it, it kind of doesn't really jive, you know? Mm-hmm. It always kind of rubs me the wrong way, I guess. I can't think of a specific example. I must have read something in that Iron Man comic that rubbed me the wrong way, but...
is it about his
I think it's just the sort of
backup?
Like... What?
Tape backup?
No, I was just going
to
say...
I'm going to back up my suit's logistics to hard tape.
Yeah. Comic book writers trying to write snappy dialogue that would exist in a movie or a TV show.
Yeah.
And it doesn't read the same way in a comic. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe it's my fault. But I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird how like comics are trying to be movies because of movies of comic book movies.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
And maybe that's like
who the hell is
trying to use like film conventions in, yeah. in a comic book. Just
is that who their target audience is right now? Like people who went and saw the movie. Like people
must be
like I saw the Iron Man movie and I heard that there was some kind of pamphlet regarding it. So I'm gonna go to this shop that contains them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have a pamphlet about that Iron Man movie I saw?
I would be interested to know like how many. People start reading comics because they enjoyed the movie.
Zero.
Yeah, I would have to say.
Maybe it happened a couple times when that first Batman movie came out.
It's
Buster Keaton one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, for like maybe someone like me who doesn't buy Iron Man and I see the Iron Man movie and I get all excited about Iron Man, I might go and buy some Iron Man, but I'm already buying comics anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though I don't really buy comics anymore. That was an exam.
It's pretty good. Poodle pads.
Poodle pads?
Yeah.
There's a commercial about... Is that the thing where the indoor peeing pad for a dog?
Yep.
I saw that on TV last night.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, is your dog pissing on the floor? Get him this rug to piss on.
Oh, man. I was just giving
a special piss rug.
I was just showering the chicken there.
Yeah.
And my living cat came in, you know? Mm-hmm. And was like, hey, what are you doing in here? I was like, oh, I'm just giving the girl a shower. She's like, hey, you want to turn the sink on real quick? I'll get a drink of water. And I was like, yeah, all right, fine. Let's just turn that on. She said, lurp, lurp, lurp. Right, cool, you can take off. No, I got this litter box here. I think we'll go ahead and take a piss. I'm like, oh, all right, okay. All right, and then get it. Oh, no, I got a shit, too. And it was shit. They're like, oh, great. So it's all steamy in here. The piss and shit fog. And just, oh, it's lovely. Splendid. And then I was like, you done? You can finally leave? She's like, I'm going to throw up on the floor real quick.
And stop shopping.
Yep. That was a good time.
Well, hey, at least something.
Yeah.
What can you say?
Yeah, I know. It's adorable. I treasure her every output. Nuzzled right up to it.
Your inch plug?
Moo, 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 moo. That's what I said to it.
Uh-huh.
Why do they keep trying to put out short comics? Come on.
Short comics?
That's stupid.
You mean short comics?
Dumb.
Manga size?
Yeah, you know, 22 pages?
What should it be? Giant size?
That's just such a waste. It's such a waste.
Yeah, it totally is.
It's so stupid.
Well, it's one of those things, like how we always talk about how the method of delivering television programming has to change because the world is changing.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't going to stand for that shit much longer. Same thing with comic books. It's like, you got this monthly title, and here's 22 pages, and a bunch of shitty ads. And
yeah.
I know more people are waiting for trades to come out and stuff, but...
Hey, isn't that... Whoa.
Like, if you schedule everything, like, instead of having... I don't know how many concurrent titles they have, but they must have fucking 100 comic books that come out like every month, right?
Did you ever notice that?
Huh?
22 pages, and that's how long a show is, 22 minutes.
Yeah. What the fuck? So am I supposed to read one page per minute?
Yeah. That does not happen.
I gotta speed up
my
reading.
They are not writing a minute's worth of page. What?
Yeah.
Come on. How long does it take you to read
comic pages, man?
Really?
First, I look at all the pictures to figure out what's going to happen.
Okay.
I imagine what the people might be saying.
And then you check to see if you were right?
Yep. So then I flip it over and then look at the answers. But what if they just said, instead of this book coming out for a month, we're going to pay our guys who are making it, like, here's a year, or here's however, it's your 6 months, and we're going to put out your 6 months worth of comics twice a year. But people won't be mad about not reading it every month to month to month, because that'll make them read other things, you know? Like, if you stagger it all instead of, you know, going at the same time, you know?
Well, like, yeah, suppose you're reading the guy's thing and it only comes out every, you know, 3 months.
Yeah.
6 months or whatever. Right. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hold off. Just save it up, you know?
It's not like they say to bands, hey, band, single a week.
Well, sometimes I wish they would, though.
They should do that.
I think that's the opposite, is I think bands should release stuff.
They're doing everything wrong, is what you're saying.
Everyone's fucking up. No, and it's not their fault. It's just the sales models that have already been set up.
Well, like, with TV, what's the big news with TV right now? The big news with TV?
Really?
TV.
TV?
The big hubbub with the TV programs going on.
Is?
Jack Black's going to be on Community.
Really?
Yeah. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah. I like that.
I guess he's going to be Joe McHale's stalker.
Weird.
Yeah.
Sweeps. Sweeps week.
Is that this week?
Cyclonus week.
Oh, yeah. Olympics coming up.
You think
they're doing the Olympics wrong?
Don't worry about it.
You think they should do the Olympics every 2 weeks? Just one event?
They should cancel the fucking Olympics, dude.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
Oh, it's awesome. Dude, you're going to have so much fun.
I don't mind it, but like, and it's hard because we've been fucking hearing about it since forever here.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem very special, and it, like, no one gives a shit about these athletes or their sports for 4 years.
For those of you who don't know, Brian lives in Athens.
But, like, no one gives a shit about the sports, and then everyone freaks out about them for 2 weeks, and then you don't hear about them anymore. And I think if we're going to do it, then people should be forced to care about it all the time.
Monthly?
Or something. I don't know.
22 pages a month?
It's just a weird thing. Like, the Olympic, like, there's some good things about it, but...
I doubt it.
No, like, sport-wise, like, the event. But, like, it's not even about that anyways.
But, it's about the stories.
It's just weird.
It's all
the
about...
The other thing I don't like...
Sean Johnson.
And this is, like...
Ortega makes my taco pop.
Yeah. What? Oh, like, with the ice hockey, let's say? All the players from the ice hockey are professionals.
Right.
Like, that's from the NHL and from the European leagues and stuff, and they're all pros. And Olympics is supposed to be about amateur competition.
Okay.
You know?
Is it?
Yeah. And,
is that one of its ideals?
Yeah.
Amateurism?
It used to be that no professionals were allowed to compete, because if you got paid money to do your sport, you weren't allowed in the Olympics. And same with basketball in the summer.
You don't get paid to be in the Olympics?
What?
You don't get paid to be in the Olympics?
You get sponsorships and stuff, I guess, but you don't really get paid, no.
Amateur sponsorships? Sponsorship is money.
Well, I know, but it's not being paid. It's not like a contract to be paid for doing your sport kind of thing. Like, you don't... I don't know. I don't fucking know how it works, but, like, in basketball in the summertime, you have NBA players and stuff.
Okay.
And it makes... It's supposed to, like, the one argument is you want all the best players in the world competing, I guess, is the idea, but those fucking guys, they have jobs, they make millions of dollars to go play in their leagues, and let them do that, and let amateurs, you know, represent their country. Because it's like, some dude who doesn't do that for a job, you know, he's going to be extra stoked to go do it and represent the country and do a good job.
Well, yeah, but picture the Olympics of comics.
What about it?
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not a sport.
Why?
It's just not.
Think of how bad that shit would look, though.
I guess.
I would not read
that. Anyway, I don't know. I don't really care about the Olympics too much. But when it's on, I'm like, hey, neat. And it's
what about what about Jay Leno?
What about him?
I don't know. Dead or something? I don't know.
You want to talk about that?
I don't know. He died. He's dead. He's dead. Dead. Dead guy.
He didn't die.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yep.
This is the first I've heard of it.
Breaking news: Jay Leno dead.
Oh.
Yep.
What did he die of?
Hoagies. Not the sandwich. The
denim poisoning.
Yeah. Did you say phantom? Denim? Fandom?
Fandom?
Fanfic poisoning?
Stanholm.
Doug Stanholm? What?
No.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, bands.
Jimmy Kimmel ate a whole pie.
I want an EP. I want a quarterly EP.
Okay.
Of whatever you got. I don't care if it's not good enough to fit on an album. Give it to me.
Is this in addition to... album?
At the end of the year, if you want to put out an album of the best ones that you did of the year, and if you want to tweak stuff, do that. I will probably also buy that. Make more money, make more songs. Don't make people wait for a collection of rarities and B-sides.
What bands are you talking to?
Any band, man. People want to hear, if you like a band, you want to hear anything they got, right?
Absolutely.
And, like demos and stuff? People like demos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I say more, make more, because you're always writing songs and making music and stuff, so don't sit on it for 3 years while you make your album. Just make two songs and put them out now, and then make two songs later. Why do we need, unless you're making like a concept album or something that really all goes together, like why wait?
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
So there.
You've solved it.
Yeah.
Okay, what about comics?
Comics, wait, because comics is not something that's meant to be... Like, it takes a lot longer to do, and you wouldn't want people to rush on that, you know? So, wait longer. Wait for comics, don't wait for me.
Eh.
No?
I don't care about... No, I don't... Draw it as fast as you can. I'm not looking at the art.
Oh,
really, you set the tone, you draw me one good panel, it says where it's all at, and then I don't care. You don't have to do a background for 20 pages. I don't care. Do not care. I read comics for the words, and then also for the, dude, that guy's got a lot of belts. And then I can remember he's got a lot of belts. You don't got to remind me every panel. It's fine.
I get the idea that he might have probably has five fingers. You don't need to draw them all.
You know, it's like there's a cover.
Version of a hand.
You know, the comic book cover is, I mean, not always, but it's often more detailed and nuanced, you know?
Yeah.
And then the interior art is like, oh, yeah, okay, all right, this is, all right, it really looks like this, you know?
That sucks.
Why not have the cover be all like, wow, oh, man. And then the first page is like, oh, shit. And then it kind of tapers off by the second page. And then, you know, it's 20 pages.
Fade to black.
Yeah, you know. Totally. Yeah. Eyeballs in the dark. I'd read that comic. I don't give a shit. I'm going to look at people.
Oh, the opposite. I can't be bothered to read the words. I need to see what's happening.
Huh.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I just need one good picture to set the scene. And then I can just remember that was the scene.
Yeah,
I've got to be drawing it over and over again. You start drawing stuff over and over again, and then my eyes are like, hey, I'm going to start picking this apart. Like, oh, yeah, this is a little different right here. Oh, shit, this is a little bit different. You know?
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, then it's like, well, I'm not in the story now. Now I'm doing a spot the difference kind of. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not set up to like comics right now, I don't think.
Oh, God. They are kind of bullshit, actually.
You know what I watched the other day? The other night day? I watched 4 episodes of Cheers at one time. I did.
Is there a way...
Okay.
...that you could... You watched 4 separate windows?
Yeah.
Like you were watching a security camera or something?
Yes.
All from the same, like, 4 consecutive ones?
No, but it was all from season 11. Yeah.
Okay.
Which was, I should have done an earlier season, but yeah. Yeah.
Were you able to follow all of them?
I had already seen them, so yeah. Oh. I mean, you know, I knew what was up. I knew which ones they were.
So why exactly were you doing it?
Just to see how tight the pacings of the things that happened were, you know?
Oh, okay.
And see, like, if there was, like, a pattern or a formula that they were doing, and there was.
Padawan?
Man, at the 18-minute mark, get ready for Rebecca to bitch. There was quite four screens of Rebecca just... It's pretty good.
Do you think there's a way that you can overlay them onto one, you know, like reduce the opacity by 25%?
Probably, yeah. I would think so. Yeah.
Just try that.
Computer might get hot, but yeah. Try
get
that.
Get some burn-in on your screen.
Yeah. Pretty cool, though. The sound was weird. It was... Oof. Maybe Scott's coming over to have some lunch. Maybe I'll open up four cheers as is and like and pause them all when they say, "Hey Norm. Hey Norm, you're here." You know, when he walks in and everyone goes, "Hey Norm, you're here."
Does it always happen at the same time?
No, it doesn't, but I could pause it on all those and then back them all up 2 minutes and be like, "Hey dude, I'm just watching four cheers is." And then all of a sudden, all four of them would go, "Hey, Norm, you're here." Yeah.
Wow. I think you invented a new way to watch TV.
It ain't bad.
I disagree.
Oh. I could listen to music, too, though. It'd be good. You know what I was thinking? Check this out. You know what I was thinking? Check this out. You know what I was thinking? Check this out. I'll tell you what I was thinking. You should be able to turn the score off on movies.
Why?
So you can listen to music.
Oh, make your own?
Yeah.
You mean like an option on a DVD?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, when I don't know how movie audio mixdown works, but you have to think that would be easily done, right?
Yeah. I love Blade Runner, but I hate Vangelis. You know? I would love to be able to listen to like some decent music and watch Blade Runner, but also hear Harrison Ford say things like, you know?
But, I don't know, man, like, it's weird, like, music, somehow, along the line, music has been given the green light to be remixed and repurposed and
backed
up, and it's like, oh, you're a musician? If I don't like how you did this, then... Fuck you, I'm gonna change it. But you can't really do that with movies.
Oh, but you can. Dude, you ever go check out fanedit.org? Humba
no,
Zombo. Humba Zombo, dude, they got their dudes like just folding movies together. Like, hey, there's three different horror movies, and I decided they were all a little bit lame, so I made one jam packed action adventure out of them. Someone took friggin' Indecent Proposal and, like, I didn't like the ending. So I made them just actually get divorced. Like, wow. Fuck. This is awesome.
Yeah, sure. I guess, but what I mean more is like, not so much mashups and re-editing and stuff, but like the individual components of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't think a lot of that gets messed with. I guess what I'm trying to say is I think people somehow value filmmakers' vision.
That is stupid. I know what
you know
you're
what
saying,
I mean?
And that is stupid.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with it, but
there's
I think
there's only one true art form. One. Marble sculpture. That is it. Everything else is just a hobby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, marble madness.
Mm-hmm. That's what you get as an artist.
Man, fucking carving marble, huh?
Yeah. That's art.
All right.
Do you know that Taj Mahal's made out of marble?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you
marble,
know that...
Someone should make a Mega Man. Like a pixelated Mega Man out of marble.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. No, baby, that glue's not dry yet. But yeah, it's made out... Taj Mahal was the dude who built it, you know? He didn't build it, obviously, with his bare hands or anything. The guy who said, "Hey, build this," you know?
Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
It was him, right?
It was a tribute to his third wife, his third and favorite wife.
Hmm. And then did they get divorced after?
She was dead when he built it, I think.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, she died in childbirth. delivering his 14th and least favorite child.
What?
Yep.
Why are you reading that at me?
I'm not. Heather read it to me last night.
Oh, okay.
Last night we had a Wikipedia date. I laid on the couch. I laid on the couch and she sat at her laptop and I would just like say things I wanted to know about. She would read it at me. She'd just go over and read me the highlights and everything. She wouldn't read me the whole article.
You were like some, you know, fucking, what's the word I'm looking for?
What?
Some fucking king laying on his
oh, yeah.
Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like intergrapes fed to you.
Totally. It was pretty nice. I learned all about coal and diamonds and gold and sedimentary rocks.
Did you learn about the song Diamonds and Pearls?
No, but I have a short list of things I want to know tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, that's pretty good, you know?
It was fun. Like,
learning about stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good. We've done that a few times now where we'll just
fall down a Wikipedia hole. I suggest that you should not have any say in the matter. You should be learning random things.
Well, would they all connect? You know, we pick one thing and then it's kind
of... Oh, and you want to go on the breadcrumb trail there?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Sometimes you'll get up to like 5-6 tabs open and then we're like, all right, that's enough of that and that's enough of that. And where did we where'd this start? And then we rebranch from there, you know? Fun.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
It's good. It's good time. It's good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What about a TV channel that's just people reading Wikipedia to you?
Sounds good.
Why don't we do that as a podcast instead of what
Sounds
we do?
Sounds bad. I would listen to Wikipedia all day, though. Wikipedia radio or whatever. Oh, that'd be the bomb. I'd love that.
Can Stephen Fry read it at me?
I guess. I guess, yeah. You'd need someone who could... I don't know. Go ahead and stumble over the words. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
It's not an art form. You're just reading Wikipedia. It's not like you're carving marble.
Marvin Garble. maybe that should be a segment. Maybe we should come maybe once a week we do a show, and then once every 3 weeks we do a segment where we come with an article prepared and do a little book report.
Yeah, okay.
Call it, hey, did you know?
Hey,
did you know?
Yeah. Sounds good. Let's sum up today's show here. Let's see where do we tap onto? Sweet onion sauce, good.
A lot of that. Yeah.
Comics, bad. Two legs, fine. Four legs, nah. We have problems with the distribution system of every medium.
Yeah.
Including Olympics.
Yes. But you know what the big problem is here?
What's it?
<It's>, we're arguing about the distribution of garbage. Like, I don't like the way my junk mail gets to me.
Yeah, totally.
Stop leaving these flyers on the porch. They're getting wet. Put them in my mailbox so I can look at them. Stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck. What's the answer? What's it all about?
Keep doing the talking show, I guess. That's the only answer. We gotta power through, you know?
The most important thing is, listening audience, you may think, that wasn't a very good show, but go back to the beginning and think about how grumpy Phil sounded to start. How hard it was to get him to even come on here and do this. And now listen to him laughing. So, I don't care what you say. I say mission accomplished.
Yeah, it works for me.
I say.
Okay, what window is this to play us to the door?
It is. We'll be right back.